3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
My name is Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. I'm here with offensive coordinator and wide receivers coach Ryan Gent. Thanks for joining me today, Ryan. Just kind of getting started, what have you seen so far in camp, especially from the wide receiver group, that's kind of encouraged you?
You know, just a bunch of guys stepping up. Obviously, you know, with the group we had last year, you look at some of the numbers and we lost a ton of production. And ultimately, it's hard to replace those guys, but we feel like we have had some guys step up and really fill in those roles and those spots, and it's shown during camp.
Sure. You kind of mentioned a couple of those guys, Isaiah, Jeremiah. Obviously, they were basically two top 10 receivers in the country statistically. How hard is it to just kind of replace those guys? Obviously, it's not just one person. It's kind of a group, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's tough, you know, when you have two guys that are in the top 10 in the country to replace that. But, you know, ultimately guys have came in and just worked, and it started way back in January of last year. And, you know, Max Hotson has really taken kind of the lead of the position and stepped up and became that leader to take those roles on, as well as Mason. You know, Mason got a bunch of playing time last year, and now for him it's just taking that next step.
And those are kind of your two, I guess, veteran returners, so to speak. What have you kind of seen from them to, you know, step into more of a leadership role?
It's just the little things that they're doing, whether it's helping the younger guys or the new guys or freshmen, you know, taking those little details that we talk about, whether it's releases, blocking, alignments, all those different things, and really just growing their knowledge of the game to what they used to be. You know, it's just kind of continuing that tradition, so to speak, in that room.
Sure, and then kind of moving on to the offense, you also had a really, really successful year offensively. You know, many categories as a team or individuals were near the top of the country, top of the RMAC. How do you kind of not only replicate that, but, you know, take it to the next level?
Yeah, you know, obviously people will be, you know, knowing our kind of style of ball a little bit, and they'll know that we're going to mean business this year, obviously. And, you know, I think just with our staff, we have a really good staff. Obviously, it starts with Coach Floor. You know, he's helping, obviously, on the offensive side as well. And then, you know, Coach Stevens, Coach T, and Coach Sales is just a great group of coaches that, you know, ultimately we want the same goal. And obviously, looking at last year, we felt, you know, from a run game standpoint, that's where we, you know, maybe lacked a little bit. And that's been a big emphasis in the spring and obviously here in fall camp. And I felt like the guys have really responded to that. And that starts with all positions. So, you know, that's going to be a big emphasis for us going into the year.
You mentioned the backs. How big is it to have, you basically have four guys who are basically seniors academically, plus bringing in Jalen. How important is that to the improvement in that group?
Yeah, it's good. You know, it's challenged everybody, made them have to compete and earn every rep. You know, and when you get your opportunity, you gotta shine. And those guys have really stepped up. Obviously, with Coach Sales' leadership in that room, we've thrown a lot of stuff at those guys throughout camp, and ultimately they've answered the bell. It's been fun to watch.
All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Coach.
Thank you.
I'm with junior wide receiver Ben Nolan. Thanks for joining us today, Ben. Just kind of getting started, you were at Northern State the last couple of years. What has that kind of transition been like to, you know, move in here, kind of get acclimated to the offense?
It's been kind of easy. We got a great coaching staff here that's really helped me out, and the players welcomed me with open arms, so that was really it came good.
Sure. I know you weren't part of the team last year, but I'm sure you know, Jeremiah Bridges, Isaiah Eastman. There were two of the top statistical wide receivers in the conference. What's it kind of been like to try to, you know, get guys to step up into those roles?
I think we got a good wideout core, and I don't know too much about them. I just know they had a great year, so we're going to try to beat those stats this year.
Sure. And what are you doing personally, you know, to be able to hopefully take one of their roles, right? The hope is to be one of the two starting guys and catching all those passes from Jaden. What have you been doing personally, you know, outside of practice to fill those?
Working hard with the guys. I mean, we got a good wideout core, and I think they just push me every day to be better, and I push them every day to be better.
All right, thank you so much for joining me, Ben. I'm with redshirt sophomore Mason Galbraith. Thanks for joining me today, Mason. Just kind of getting started. Obviously, last year you had a ton of success as a group, but you lost two of those kind of primary guys. What have you seen so far, and what have you done in camp to kind of, you know, I guess, not only replace those guys, but try and keep up that level of play?
I mean, it all started in the spring. We were working pretty much every day of the week with the group we have now, and we just kind of carried it over into fall camp, and I think our chemistry and overall work ethic of the group is the highest it's ever been.
Yeah, and then, again, you're kind of one of the vets who's coming back. What's it kind of been like to step out of your comfort zone a little bit and take on a leadership role?
Yeah, it's definitely challenging. I'm not as much of a vocal leader as I'd like to be, but I'm definitely trying to step into that role and take some of the young guys under my wing, for sure.
Sure. And, you know, from some of the younger guys, some of that production might be counted on a little earlier than maybe at some position groups. What have you kind of seen from some of those true freshmen, redshirt freshmen, that's really encouraged you?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much all of them can play, and they're all developing nicely, and in the next couple of years, they're definitely going to be big contributors for our team.
All right, thank you so much for joining me. I'm with redshirt junior wide receiver Max Holtzen. Thanks for joining me today, Max. Just first off, last year you had two of the best wide receivers in the country on the roster. One graduated, one moved on. What has it kind of been like to, you know, just to be able to try to start to replace their production?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I got to back up two of the best receivers in the country last year. I got to learn a lot, and just trying to build off that, just kind of be our own group, but build off that prior success. So.
Yeah, for you as a competitor, though, it's probably you're probably looking at it like last year you had a lot of run, too, but now you're kind of the top guy coming back, right? So what's that kind of like for you as a competitor, and how exciting is it to have maybe an increased role?
Well, it's very exciting. Obviously, this is going to be my fifth year now, finally getting a starting role. Like I said, I got to learn a lot, and just really excited. I'm definitely hungrier than a lot of other guys that are going to be going across from this year just because of how long I've had to wait and play that other role up until now.
And then from a leadership role, what have you and Mason kind of been able to teach some of the younger guys early on?
Yeah, there's just, we have such a complex offense, and there's just a certain way we got to do things in order to keep taking another step forward that we've really had to hone in on what they're doing day to day. But yeah.
All right, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.